questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, this will be the second episode on the topic Imam Ali alayhi salam's imamate and caliphate in his own words. In our previous discussion, you very nicely gave us some example in which Imam Ali alayhi salam proved that some of the ayahs of the Holy Quran are revealed because of his character, his status, proving his own right of imamate and caliphate. So can you give us some other examples during the history of Islam proving that Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam was right about his right of caliphate and imamate, the right after Prophet Muhammad or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you for that summary. Indeed, this is a very significant topic because of the fact that unfortunately some of the Sunni brothers of us and some of the Salafis and Wahhabis, they claim that you Shia claim that Imam alayhi salam is the immediate successor of the Prophet, but he himself did not believe so. And if this is the case, why we do not see any case in the history of Islam in which Imam alayhi salam has mentioned that? In the previous session, I referred to a couple of narrations in this regard from Shia and Sunni sources to show that in many cases, Imam alayhi salam has referred to this very fact. And why he was silent, why for 25 years he didn't, of course, this is wrong to claim that he was silent. No, in some cases he explained the situation, but he didn't go to, physically fighting the caliphs and causing a division among the Muslim nation. And we know the reasons. For example, in one of his letters, Imam alayhi salam writes to the people of Egypt and he explains the situation that I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I couldn't believe that Muslims, with all those instructions of the Prophet regarding caliphate, they forget everything and turn away from me. I didn't want to, accept the caliphate of the first caliph. But then I came to this conclusion that if I'm going to fight against them, then there would be a chaos and division among the Muslim nation. And that is why I didn't do, anything in terms of, military act against the first caliph.
So even Imam Ali paid bay'ah to him, isn't it?
According to some narrations, he did so after 6 months. There is a difference of idea among Shia scholars. Some believe that Imam never did so, and okay. Some believe that yes, but after 6 months.
Or by force, maybe.
Yeah, of course it was by force. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right.
There is a famous, because the main question was about Nahjul Balagha, and,
yes.
we shared some narrations from yes. Nahjul Balagha as well, in which Imam alayhi salam has referred to his caliphate. A very famous khutbah sermon in Nahjul Balagha is called Sheikh Shaqiyya. In the beginning part of this sermon, Imam Halil Salam says, "Ama wallah laqad taqammasaha fulan." I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that such and such person, referring to Abu Bakr, he has become the caliph. "Wa innahu la ya'lamu anna mahalli minha mahallu al-qutb min ar-raha." He himself knows that my position in Islamic nation, in Islamic government, is like the axis for the milestone. Referring to the fact that even the first caliph knows that this is a right belonging only to me. Let's go to a book written by one of the Sunni scholars, Al-Imama wa Siyasa by Ibn Qutaybah Dinawari. It's been mentioned that when Imam Ali alayhi salam was forced to pay allegiance to the first caliph, or was asked to pay allegiance, he said that the text of the book reads, ثم إن عليا كرم الله وجهك أتي به إلى أبو بكر وهو يقول. They took Imam Ali salam to Abu Bakr to pay allegiance to him, and he was asked, فقيل له بايع أبو بكر, pay allegiance to Abu Bakr, فقال. But Imam Ali salam said, أن أنا أحق بهذا الأمر منكم. I'm more deserving than you regarding caliphate. لا أبايعكم, I will not pay allegiance to you, وأنتم أولى بالبيعة لي. You are more deserving to pay allegiance to me. So this is a Sunni book referring to the fact that Imam Ali Salam addressing the first caliph and all people around him is referring to the fact that it is his right. Again, we go to another narration. When the event of Saqifa was mentioned to Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam asked that what was the reaction of the Ansar, of the helpers. Imam was told that the Ansar said, it is better that a leader is chosen from us, Ansar, and a leader from Muhajirin, the immigrants. But then Imam Ali alayhi salam said that it was better for Ansar to refer to a narration from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, in which the Holy Prophet is talking about Ansar. I skipped this part of the narration. And then Imam Ali Salam said that, what was the answer of Quraysh in Saqifa? The people said that the Quraysh said, they belong to the tree of prophethood. Imam Ali Salam said, احتجوا بالشجرة وأضاعوا الثمرة. They refer to the tree of Risala, prophethood, but the point is that they spoiled the fruit of this tree, referring to himself and the fact that a caliphate is belonging to him.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
The other point is the event of Ghadir Khum. So we talked about the Ayatul Wilaya, chapter Ma'idah, verse 55, and the fact that Imam alayhi salam in many cases has referred to this verse. And for the incident of Ghadir, we have the same question, that if it is referring to the caliphate of Imam alayhi salam, because there is a question between Shia and Sunni whether, Man Kunta Mawla Fahada Aliyun Mawla is referring to just friendship, or more than that, his guardianship and caliphate. Some Sunni scholars believe that they argue that if it is regarding caliphate, why Imam Ali Salam in no historical event referred to this event to prove his caliphate? Again, the answer is that this is not the case. In several occasions, Imam Ali Salam referred to this event. For example, when he was talking to the people of that six people committee appointed by the second caliph, Imam said the following. He told them that, is there anyone among you regarding whom the Holy Prophet said, Man kuntu mawla fa aliyun mawla, Allahumma wali man wala wa hada man hada, and the Holy Prophet appointed him as the guardian, and all of them said that no, it was only you. This is in Al-Ihtijaj by Tabrisi, Volume 1, page 136. In another narration, there is a talk between Imam Ali alayhi salam and the first caliph. Imam asked him, I adjure you by God to tell me, according to the saying of the Prophet on the day of Ghadir Khum, am I the guardian of Muslim or you are the guardian over the Muslim? And the first caliph said that it is you. This is in Al-Khisar, Volume 2, page 550. Again, after at the time of the caliphate of the third caliph, there were a group of people of the companions of the Prophet talking about the virtues, and in one part of his speech, Imam Alayhi Salam said, answer this question. Didn't the Prophet appointed me as his caliph in the, place called Ghadir Khum? Didn't he deliver a sermon in which he said that I'm going to announce, a command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the fact that man kunta mawla fa'aliyun mawla Allahumma wali man wala wa hadi man hada, and all these details about the incident of Ghadir. So when Imam Alayhi Salam explained everything about Ghadir Khum, all the people said that we swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Holy Prophet said so, and we were witnesses on that very day. This is in the book Sulaym bin Qais, volume 2, page 758.
That's right. In most of these cases, Imam Ali alayhi salam himself was not the claimant. He was asked the question, is it?
No, we have the cases in which Imam alayhi salam begins, or talk about maybe in the next session about the fact that together with Fatima Zahra salamu alayha, they go to the houses of different Muslims to remind them of what the Holy Prophet said about this issue. There is a narration by Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari that he says that once Imam alayhi salam delivered a sermon for us, and then he said that, O people, before this pulpit, there are four companions of the Prophet, Anas bin Malik, Bara bin Hazib, Ash'as bin Qais al-Kindi, and Khalid bin Yazid. And then addressing Anas bin Malik, Imam alayhi salam said that, did you hear the Holy Prophet saying on the day of Ghadir Khum that the one for whom I am the guardian, then
Ali is his guardian.
And then Imam alayhi salam said that, addressing Anas, that if you do not witness to that, I ask God to, I pray that you will be afflicted by a disease. Then addressing the other three companions of the Prophet said the same thing. And the Imam pray that if you do not witness, you will be suffering from a disease. And Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari said that none of them gave the witness, and I see all of them suffering from the same disease or destiny that Imam alayhi salam predicted and prayed for. In a narration, now let's go to this narration is mentioned by Sheikh al-Saduq in Al-Khisal, volume 1, page 219. We have the same in many Sunni sources. I'm talking about the cases in which Imam alayhi salam has talked about the event of Ghadir Khum. Ahmad bin Hanbal, the famous Sunni scholar, in his Musnad says that once Imam alayhi salam gathered the people in a place and told them that, I adjure you by God, all those Muslims who were present in Ghadir Khum and remember the sayings of the Prophet on that very day, I ask all of them to stand up. According to this narration, 30 people stood up and witnessed that Imam alayhi, that the Holy Prophet took the hands of Imam alayhi salam and said that, Man kunta mawla, fahada aliyun mawla. Abu Tufail says that, so 30 people witnessed. Abu Tufail says that, I went out of the session, but I was sad because of the fact that some people have come and witnessed regarding the caliphate of Imam alayhi salam. I went to Zayd ibn Arqam and told them the issue and said that I'm very sad about this event. But they told me that this is absolutely true, and myself, I also heard the same thing from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. This is in Musnad by Ahmad, volume 32, page 55.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh. I think this topic needs more elaboration too. For our upcoming session of the program, how Imam Ali alayhi salam pictured himself as the true Imam, rightly selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Prophet Muhammad. Inshallah, we'll get to this topic in our upcoming session of the program too.
Inshallah.
Thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani aliyin wa husayin wa وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن